If you are sitting at home next to your radio, you're hearing the music faster than you are if you're in the hall.
Listening for the secret. Searching for the sound. This is The Sound Podcast with Ira Haberman. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. Now, here's Ira.
We've been touting Nugs.net for a while, but for those of you who don't know, Nugs.net is the destination for live music on demand. They have a growing collection of over 15,000 full-length concert recordings from bands like Umphrey's McGee, Green Sky Bluegrass, and Spafford, so you'll never run out of live music to explore. You can listen to a show from last night or from 40 years ago. You can hear our favorite picks every Wednesday on Live 5, powered by Nugs.net on this very podcast. It's available on desktop, iOS, and Android apps, Sonos, and BlueOS. Just like us, the folks at Nugs.net are live music fans, so they're offering new subscribers a 35% discount on an annual subscription. Go to nugs.net/thesound and sign up today. If you already have a subscription, give the gift of live music to a friend. There's nothing better. Again, nugs.net/thesound for 35% off an annual subscription. The show starts now.
you so much. We love you.
You've been listening to a performance of Backdoor Funk, recorded May 23rd, 2019 by Spafford at the Summer Camp Festival just outside of Chicago, Illinois. I spent the last few days in Boston, Massachusetts catching the pair of fish shows at Fenway Park, and those were awesome. Luckily for me, Spafford, a band that we featured on the show a couple of times and on Live 5 numerous times, were also in town playing two after fish shows at the St. Clair in Cambridge, and a third show Sunday at the Blue Ocean Music Hall in Salisbury. Having never seen the band live, I was pretty psyched to take in all the sights and sounds and get a feel for what I imagined in my head would be a pretty great experience. I can tell you firsthand now that Spafford is a band that needs to be seen live, and at the very least, their performances need to be heard via Nugs.net if you can't make a show. I've traded notes with Brian Moss specifically quite a bit over the last 2 years, but getting to hang with him in person and talk to the rest of the band was quite a treat. They don't have an album immediately coming out or any big announcement, and in all likelihood are done with those, so it was great to catch up with the whole band in Salisbury on the third night of their Boston area triumph. Our conversation started when I asked if the band felt a palpable buzz around their music and shows in Boston, given the attention they had been receiving with Fish in Town. Red was quick to chime in.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's been a lot of fun. Plus, we love Boston, and it's, you know, it's kind of reciprocating now. You know, I feel like the Boston area is really kind of showing up,
yeah,
you know, showing the love.
The East Coast is really showing the love, right?
Oh, yeah.
In the last couple of years, you've really grown this side of the country in a substantive way. Is that just because you are making a conscious effort to come out here more, or what is it that, why do you think that is?
Yeah, I mean, you got to keep hammering, you know, the spots, you know, and get to the little markets and start. Where did we start in Boston? It was the little place.
Great Scott.
Great Scott Music Hall.
It was a closet,
you know, and... 120 people there, or something, 150 people, and it's sold out, or something like that, you know. And then just keep moving up and just keep doing our thing. And so,
you do feel, I think, as an outsider at least, not somebody who's not involved in the band, you do, I feel at least, that there is this, it's bubble, like it is really starting to bubble, not just in your home state, but like moving eastward, the buzz is really starting to catch on, right?
Yeah, feels that way. For sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we keep doing it. Like, we don't really know anything else to do, so we just keep playing music.
Were you concerned at all about, you know, you made some changes on the management side and other things that have happened with this band over the last 9 months. Has that just been, makes you stronger, kind of, that you just want to keep doing better and do more? Or was it a kind of a letdown that you had to make some changes?
It's all just part of the process,
you know.
Yeah. Like any growing entity, change is just part of life in general. So, you know, there's always a level of fear with any change, but then a level of excitement. You just roll through it. Like the core vision of Spafford and what we're in it for is never going to change because of whatever else. Just keep going.
Right. Have you guys thought about writing another record? Spending some time, or is it really concentrating on the live situation right now?
No, we definitely focus on
always writing.
Yeah, we're always writing material.
Yeah, and you guys played, like, you just play new songs, like, you know, you don't say this is new necessarily, or it's never like for you guys the album comes first. You just play a lot of stuff, right?
You know, I think that, like, for us, we always bring it back to, at least for me, like, try to get in that feeling that we used to do, very ignorant and vulnerable, playing Wednesday nights at Coyote Joe's, which is just a bar down the street, 15, 20 people. And if that's how we can feel up there, and that's how we release the songs, and that's what we keep doing, you know, that's, to me, that's the greatest gift, is just to take that, you know, and just, I guess, bring it to the big stage. But we don't want to change our genetic makeup just because we're playing bigger places or in front of more people. Mm-hmm. That was where the most comfortable that we've ever been. That was our grassroots and stuff. So it's important for us to find that.
You're lucky that you have rabid fans that follow you from show to show and post a ton of stuff. Are you ever, do you ever check Spaff Nerds or what's going on some of the Facebook groups?
Maybe.
On occasion.
My Facebook. Mom will call me and be like, did you see that thing?
Yeah.
Spaff Nerds? I'm like, oh, jeez.
You know? Look at your own, you'd probably look at your own social feeds though, right? And see,
yeah.
And is, it's pretty positive, right? I mean, there's, you know, people are always wanting different set lists and stuff. I mean, that's just the nature of you guys changing it up every night, but.
I feel like I don't know. Maybe this is just ignorance or not, you know, knowing the difference. I feel like it would be really messed up if somebody, like, came to, like, my personal socials page and was like, you played a terrible show the other night, man. You guys were awful. You know, I think that would be really weird, but. You know,
but there are trolls.
I get
that
too. I get that though.
Yeah, I mean, it's just
you get it all. The internet, there's no rules. So
people can do whatever they want.
People can do whatever they want. Say what they want. So
everyone's a critic.
Block them.
You just block them. And
I mean, what am I supposed to do?
Right.
I don't want to see that.
You got to shake it off because haters gonna hate.
Haters gonna hate. Yeah.
You gotta shake it off. Shake it off. Thanks for the approval, Ben. I appreciate that.
And you're also working covers. Like you've always been great at working covers and doing different things with covers. I was mentioning Longview from Friday Night, and I thought it was really cool because it's that funk groove, and then all of a sudden it's the lyrics to Longview, and everybody's like, wow, here it comes. Is that exciting for you guys to try out songs that you know people will know, but you'll know that they've heard them a little bit differently?
Yeah, I mean, we get off on those songs. That's what we grew up listening to,
right.
But we're also trying to be a little different and put our own spin on things.
Right.
So if we get that opportunity to meld both of that together, it's a winning combination.
Yeah.
You know, and there's things that we try. Look, oh, let's try it in this style or try it like this, and we're like, okay, well, let's not even do the song at all. Now. You know, like this
we've done that a number of times.
This is not working out. You know,
yeah.
But some of them really hit, and you know, some of them we're still working on.
There's a couple of Dead songs that repeat a lot now. And is that as a function of you guys learning some stuff for Terrapin Station or just being into the Dead?
Just loving the Grateful Dead, man.
Yeah.
You know, paying homage to, you know, the foundation of what we call, like, this jam band scene.
Right.
You know.
Even JGB's, you know, catalog. That's,
yeah, we play a couple of JGB.
Yeah, Catfish John.
Right.
Yeah,
it's, like, inspired us.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been a good song for tonight out on the.
It's always a good time to play Catfish John.
It really is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Before we get to the rest of our conversation on the Sound Podcast, I wanted to remind you about a pretty cool deal the folks at Nugs.net are offering. If you sign up today as a new subscriber, you'll get a 35% discount on an annual subscription. All you have to do is go to nugs.net/thesound and sign up today. Now, back to our conversation.
Is there a favorite song that you guys have been playing lately that you just really, and I'll ask each of you this, that you really enjoy playing now that the crowds are getting a little bit bigger and people are singing along or clapping along to a break or know what's going on? Let's start down here.
Is it cheesy to say, like, every song? I mean, I don't know.
Really?
Just, like, watching people, like, slowly, like, more and more people know the words, you know, or, like, just get excited about a cover or an original and, like, people's hands go up every time, you know, it's like, it's awesome.
Yeah, it must be rewarding too for the songs that you don't necessarily have on a record that people actually are paying attention, right? And that they know.
Well, yeah, when you play a new song like one time and then you go to play it again and someone already knows the words, like that's pretty cool.
Yeah,
it used to be we would show up in a town that we had, you know, played once or twice before.
Down there,
We would show up to a town that we had played once or twice before. You know, you look out and you see people singing.
Yeah.
Like the wrong lyrics.
That's me, usually.
That's all right. And now everybody knows the tune. I think right now one of my favorite tunes to play is Be Strange. I think it's a brand spanking new one. We debuted that at Red Rocks. And I really like playing that song. I don't know. It's just got some. There's something to it that I really enjoy.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy playing them all. They're it's always new and refreshing every time we get to
It's hard to say that you have a favorite baby, but
I mean, look, I'll always go back to Electric Taco Stand. There's something about the intro to that, and it's, you know, one of our, like, oldest tunes, so to speak. You know, and you know, when you start, when I start that off, it's just like, it's the most powerful thing ever, you know. It's really fun to see everybody, you know, get riled up and, about it. And they're probably still singing the wrong words. I think I sing the wrong words, you know.
Yeah.
But it's great. We're all singing it together. And that's kind of what this is. It's perfectly imperfect.
What's next? So the tour continues for a little bit. And are you, you're going back home? And then what's the plan moving forward for the rest of 2019?
Well, we got fall tour. That's going to be announced at some point. You know, I mean, we always go out on fall tour, so that's not, that's not something new.
No,
you know.
No.
But yeah, right now we're just going to really enjoy, you know, each other's company. We had a great day today, like just hitting the beach and doing, you know, like, and, you know, get all these experiences in and stuff like that, and just really enjoy this, go home and do what we do, just work on some new songs. We always, everybody's always writing new stuff, so there's tons of stuff on the docket to work on.
The crowd is like all over the place, right? I mean, it's people that are into electric dance music, people that are into funk music. Last couple nights I saw like a lot of wooks, like a lot of like, you know, hippies who would be loved to hear that stuff. I mean, it's it's all over the place.
It's like this, it's a melting pot.
Yeah.
You know, and then, I mean, you should see it going from town to town to town to town. It's, I mean, it's like that every, you know, every other night. It's not a different scene every night. It's just this weird melting pot of like, you know,
right,
of all different people that are into all different types of music.
Right.
And that's, I don't know. That's why I'm sure that every band, on the planet, says the exact same thing, but I'm fairly convinced that we have some of the best fans in the world.
Yeah.
You know? Because of that reason, because it's not just one style of music that they're into. It's not just, you know,
but that's reflective of your sound. I mean, there is a Spafford sound, but you're not like a homogeneous genre that you could just, a record label could just slap a tag on. I mean, that's not what you guys are. So that, I guess that makes sense, but.
Right. Yeah. Without trying to, you know, get too deep about it, you know. Yeah, I suppose it would be kind of difficult to,
yeah,
you know, describe. People ask a lot, you know, like, what kind of music do you play? And it's like, I don't know.
I play piano.
Yeah, yeah.
I play electric piano.
Yeah,
like funk, reggae, rock.
What are you into?
Yeah, we do that.
You know,
it kind of, we reach this point where, at least in our scene, that is pretty genreless. I mean, there are bands that you think of that are, you know, talk, you know, more of an old school fun thing, or, but like you look at Humphreys and I don't know, what are they? Prog rock band? I think they're a rock band, right? Like it's impossible to define any of these bands at this point, even Pigeons, right?
Yeah, and especially in this scene, the lines get blurred really quickly.
Right.
You know what I mean? You know, there's, you know, bands out there that people call them funk bands, but it's not really funk music. It's just funky, you know, which there's nothing wrong with that. Right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know,
you guys do a little bit of that.
Yeah. We're no strangers. You know, we like it.
Yeah.
We're hip.
We're with it. Cool. Well, thanks for taking the time, guys. Really appreciate it. You could be out on a sailboat or something right now.
Yeah.
And continued success.
Appreciate
thanks.
It.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
I'm not throwing around hyperbole when I say you need to get yourself to a Spafford show. It is a ton of fun. While it would be impossible to define the genre or style of music they play, I think once you hear them, you'll get it right away. Whether they are playing a song with lyrics or an instrumental one, their jams are tight and tasteful. They play requisite homage to original tunes when they do covers, but indeed make them their own. I had such a great time catching them live, and I know you will too. So check out their tour schedule and lots of other tasty treats at spafford.net. Before we leave you, have a listen to this highly regarded version of Electric Taco Stand into alternate ending and then back into Electric Taco Stand by Spafford fans at spaffnerds.net, taken from their show in Athens, Georgia, February 16th, 2019.
Thank you. back again, I'll see if it ever rhymes. With my eyes closed and with it back turned to a mall, with I see things you got away, with I see things with my friend. I'm
Thank you.
You've been listening to The Sound Podcast. Technical production by Adam Karsh and Andrea Ruse. Inspired by the music we love. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Instagram and Twitter. The Sound Podcast is part of the Osiris Network. For more, visit OsirisPod.com. Thanks for listening. Osiris.